I'm Mike Breen, public awareness officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician? And I'm talking to Rohit Agrawal, who is one of the qualifiers for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, the 2011 contest in New Orleans. And Rohit, this is the second time you qualified. In sports, they always say, like, if someone's going to the Super Bowl, for example, oh, if they've been there before, they have a huge advantage. So do you think you'll have an advantage having played before?
I know the format now, so I'm hoping I can do better than I did last year. Looking forward to competing.
Are there any aspects of either the contest or the conference that you're looking forward to?
Well, I can't wait to meet all the other contestants. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
There is one other person who also qualified last year and qualified for this contest as well. That's the champion, Evan O'Dorney. And so did you get a chance to talk to him or the other contestants for the last contest?
Yes, I got a chance to talk to them. It was really fun meeting them and talking to them. I had met some of them before at the Math Olympiad summer program, but it was really nice to catch up with them again.
Did you attend that summer program this summer as well?
No, I made it the summer after my freshman year. I went to the Research Science Institute this year.
Oh, at MIT?
Yeah, that was fun. That was at MIT, so that was doing a little bit of research in applying representation theory to voting theory, and that was a lot of fun.
With the things that you studied this summer regarding voting and with regard to the recent elections, does that study help you understand the elections? Because a lot of them have more than two people, and so they're kind of wide open.
Right. My research was focused on understanding different voting systems. So a lot of my work was looking at the advantages of a specific voting system called the border count. So the elections here use plurality, which means you only rank who you think is the best candidate. So I didn't do too much work with regards to plurality other than saying that maybe it wasn't as good as the board account.
What impressed you about the board? I guess people get to express more preferences than just their top choice.
Right. So the board account, you rank all the candidates and then each is given a certain number of points based on where they're ranked.
Almost like how you do a grade point average.
Right. So yeah, pretty much like that.
Do you think it'd be possible to have that kind of system for everyone? Would people just be turned off by it because it's so complicated, or do you think it would work?
I'm not sure. So I think if you did the full board account, which involves ranking all candidates, it'd be really unwieldy, but there is some analogs of it to partial rankings where voters only rank a couple, like their top three choices, and I think that might be okay.
And you weren't spurred into this study because of what happened when Jesse Ventura won for governor of your state, were you?
Well, I was really more interested in the mathematics, but I guess the social impact was also pretty interesting.
On our little information form, you said that you love skiing and cold weather, and so that must mean you're pretty happy in Minnesota.
Yeah, I love Minnesota. I've lived here almost my whole life, and I go skiing often in the winter, and it's really nice.
You're in Wayzata. Do you ski around there, or do you go to exotic places like Colorado or Chile or someplace like that?
Well, there are some. In northern Minnesota, it gets pretty cold, so there's some really nice ski places up there that I go to in the winter.
And there's enough elevation change to make it challenging?
So I think northern Minnesota has the Iron Range and some small mountains there. So it works out pretty nicely.
All right. Rohit, was there anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to compete. Thank you so much.
Thank you for participating. Congratulations on qualifying. That's Rohit Agrawal, who's one of the 10 contestants in the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. Thanks, Rohit.
Thank you.